Support for KCRW podcasts comes from the Southern California Lexus dealers. Additional KCRW programs and podcasts are available at kcrw.com.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Let me tiptoe carefully here. I don't want to make anyone feel bad. I mean, I've had some shows canceled myself. All of them, actually. So when I begin this week by drawing your attention to the dozens and dozens of billboards up around town, all advertising a TV show that is no longer on the air, a show that, to be honest, aired only one time before it was scraped off the primetime schedule like something squishy and smelly from the bottom of a shoe. Anyway, when I mention it, please know that I do so with, you know, with the love. Now, this is a sneaker-wearing town, of course, and sneakers have those notoriously intricate treads, you know, lots of crevices and grooves, so that when something is stepped in, something really awful and smelly. Now, remember, I'm saying this with all of the love and respect in the world. Anyway, it's hard to get out. You can't just drag it across the corner of the curb. It lingers. It embeds itself, which gives you time, as you search the house for a nail or an unbent paperclip, to think about how you stepped in the mess to begin with. Now, I've always said that the reason so much of what we watch on TV is so awful is because so many educated people are involved in producing it. Educated people are always trying to figure stuff out and trying to fix stuff and trying, especially, to develop systems and methods for removing things like lucky, moronic stumbling around from being successful. Because luck, you see, anyone can have luck. Anyone, even a really, really stupid person, can stumble around and somehow put a hit show on the air. But it takes a smart person, a savvy operator, a clever hitmaker, to carefully assemble a good writer, a name star, a hip premise, a multi-million-dollar promotion budget, and focus group and market test himself into a big pile of the kind of thing you step in and can't scrape off, the kind of show you cancel after one disastrous broadcast. Because by the time you get to the big office with the important title and the nice chair and the two assistants, it can't have been luck, right? It can't just be, hey, wow, look at me. I'm not even sure how to work the conference call button on the phone, let alone how to create a hit TV show. Now, it's got to be, I'm a smart, disciplined, creative visionary who knows what America wants to watch and knows how to put together a winning network schedule. But of course, there's no way to know that. I mean, if you look at a list of some of the biggest hits of the past few years, what you're looking at essentially is a list of shows that somehow slipped through the system, that somehow beat the odds of bad testing data, oddball premises, unknown cast members, all of it. And the reason there are so few real hits these days is because the people tasked with choosing, developing, and ordering shows are getting smarter and smarter. They know which kind of shows lead out of which kinds of shows best, which actors resonate with viewers more, which settings pop, which story structure grabs. They know everything. So while you're driving around town, please do your best to ignore the huge billboards advertising a show that was guaranteed to work that somehow didn't. So my advice, if you're listening to this and happen to be a decision-making network or studio executive, is for you to simply allocate a certain number of projects. Say you're going to buy 20 pilot scripts. Allocate 10 of them for the I know I'm a moron pile. That is, 10 scripts you buy because you're smart and good at your job and you know what's going to work and you're absolutely positive these will. And 10 you buy because you're smart and good at your job and you know what's going to work and you're absolutely positive these won't. Look, let me tell you a story about two people who ran the same network at different times. One of them is one of the stupidest, most irritating people you'll ever meet. The other is a smart, witty, intelligent person. Guess which one put on the most hits? Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll get competitive. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.
You've been listening to KCRW's Martini Shot. KCRW offers more than 20 podcasts, including film reviews with Joe Morgenstern. Each Friday, The Wall Street Journal's Pulitzer Prize-winning film critic brings his wit and wisdom to bear on current releases. You can find the podcast of Joe Morgenstern's film reviews at kcrw.com.